Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
I've called it close before, but I don't know if I've ever called it this close. I just made it. Everyone all said, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. Greg Lesher's with us, and I was late because for the last 7 days, we've been short-staffed. Half the company was gone. And so my son and I were the other half of the company, taking care of this herd of cows and every 2 hours feeding this bottle calf and taking care of the chickens and the fencing and the automotive breakdowns and, you know, the rest of it. And no sleep for 7 days. And this morning, Mrs. Finelli and our son walked in, and it was great news to have the whole company back. And and the first thing our son said to our son who was traveling, taking care of our daughter in Virginia, was, get back to work. So, gosh, I apologize for being late. Greg, welcome.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's amazing what a time we live in today. It just, every day it's just like, Can it keep getting worse? Can we keep going down this path?
Yes.
You know, here we are at the end of the year, and a lot of people, you know, look back on the year and say, what a year. I just am, you know, looking ahead, thinking, what a year's coming.
Yeah, it's even worse. What's coming is even worse, in my opinion. So, Greg, I have a couple questions for you. Now, you were a radio station manager, and you picked up the feed from Genesis Communications Network, and you rebroadcasted some of our programming on a local AM radio station. So my question for you is, through your experience as a radio station manager, do you think that some personalities, now I'm not talking about any particular broadcaster, and I'm not certainly not talking about Genesis Communications Network, but do you think that some broadcasters embellish what appears to be their credentials? Do you think that they sort of mislead their audiences as to who they really are?
Oh, without a doubt, absolutely, yes. Unequivocally, yes. Absolutely.
And why do you think that is? What do you think is the motivation?
I'll flat out tell you, I think the motivation is money.
Okay.
And, okay, now let me make a point. When I helped this radio station out that was being basically raped by those that were running it for the person that owned it, they had even created their own little bank account that sounded exactly the same, but instead of, you know, they put a little ink on the end of it instead of LLC, and they were taking checks and just putting them in their own account. And I was asked to see if I could help save this radio station, and my number one thing was, we've got to get listeners. And so one of the reasons I put you on was because I found it to be truth radio. So, you know, and that was my goal, was to get listeners. And I brought you on. I brought another host on who was everybody, a lot of people are going to know his name, is John B. Wells. He had a program, and I was one of the first radio stations that he was doing his own podcast, not really actually on air, except in one radio station. And I brought him on, and we grew that station's listenership. It was incredible. And someone came back from the past, and made some accusations against me. Now, you have to understand, I was running this radio station on my own time. I wasn't getting paid a penny. But I learned so much from, you know, over the years, watching this radio station and the motivation it became money, just completely losing a lot of good broadcasting and a lot of listeners, all for a few dollars. That's how I have to put it. You know, they were, and some of the worst programming I ever could imagine was placed on there because these paid broadcasters, you know, wanted airtime. But, you know, the radio station or host, especially the honest hosts, it may be talking about subjects that were, you know, not necessarily subjects that they that bring in money, but they do bring in the listeners. I think there's got to be a balance there. And if you lose that balance, I think you lose your listenership. Your opinions?
Well, yeah, and I was just wondering, what kind of programming brings in listeners but doesn't bring in money, and what kind of programming brings in money that doesn't necessarily bring in listeners? And, you know, let me give you what I think might be an example. So there was a radio station, not a network, just a radio station. And I used to listen to the radio. I don't listen to the radio anymore, so I really don't know what they're doing right now. But they had some programming, paid programming. And they would have, like, I'll make this up, the Travel Hour. And so it was really a commercial, an infomercial, for this company that was, you know, in the travel business. And they would talk about all these wonderful trips. And you could tell that it was motivated toward driving business to them. And then there were other broadcasts, kind of like fix-it-up broadcasts. You know, you can fix up your house. And that was designed to drive people to, you know, the fan of the week. And when I say fan, I'm not talking about fanatic. I'm talking about ceiling fan, bathroom fan, you know, range hood. And there would be companies, representatives that would be interviewed for, you know, if you don't get this, if you don't get this new range hood for your stove, you're just not going to be up with the Joneses. You're probably going to die if you don't get it. I mean, I'm exaggerating, but what I'm saying is,
yeah,
that kind of broadcasting. So it was motivated by the company that manufactured the fan paying the host for the airtime. So it was an infomercial for sure. And just like the Travel Hour. And then they have other broadcasts in other fields that were very much like that. So to me, that kind of broadcasting is certainly motivated by money. And it's not independent radio. So, and the other extreme, I think, would be what we do. USA Prepares, when nobody gets paid, there is no money. Even people who, nobody gets paid. I don't get paid. Nobody gets paid. And the idea is just to teach, period. We're all just volunteers. So I think that's the other end of the spectrum. So one more story. I was talking to the owner of a radio station.
Before you get there, let me just put a point on that, exclamation point.
Okay.
Okay. I came to, you know, my goal is to get people, I have the same goal in mind, get people you know, help them prepare, help them to see what's going on and wake up to the awful situation that we've come to. And I'm writing this book, and I've asked you to go ahead and make whatever changes, add what you want to it. And you've told me, I don't want a penny. I will do that, but I don't want a penny. And, you know, the only reason I'm charging a little bit for the book is because if I don't, I can't get it out. Nobody will read it. Nobody will see it. I need to get it into the public. So let me put an exclamation point on there. You are absolutely, as far as I'm concerned, right. You're not doing it for money. Now back to you.
There was a guy who owned a radio station, and he was a senior guy. And I met him, and I talked to him, and I mentioned to him the commercials that you're running. This was a political season. And I said, some of the commercials that you're running are absolutely atrocious. And some of the people who are running them are criminals. And why do you do that? He said, their money spends just as good as the Republicans. That's what he said. And that's absolutely true. It's absolutely true. But he didn't care. It was about, for him, and I'm not talking about any specific radio station. I'm not going to, that is a specific one. But other than that, that's just an example of what I found. And there was a company that, I'm not going to mention the business, but there was a company, and my small company. And my son happened to be in their store. And a customer came in, and the transaction was very deceptive. And what the owner of this company did with this customer, he was buying something from this customer. And he misrepresented what it was and told her it really wasn't worth very much and didn't pay her very much for it. It was a rare item. And then he got on the phone, went in the back room, and called his buddy and said that he really ripped this woman off, you know, this widow. He really ripped her off. And he was really proud of it. And my son heard that and told me. And as a result, I refused to let that company advertise on USA Prepares. Now, this is not on Genesis Communications Network. It's not on any network. It's on an individual radio station. I refused.
Your support time.
Yeah. Because the way I looked at it, that commercial was a reflection of USA Prepares. And I couldn't let our audience, our class, believe that they would be treated, you know, well and honestly by this particular company that ripped off this customer of theirs. So I feel really strongly about that. And as a matter of fact, there was a company that was advertising on our broadcast. It was not an ad that we got paid for. It was not ours. We got no revenue from it. And I called, and I do this all the time. I call up the CEOs, the owners of these businesses that advertise, and I go, "Hey, great. You know, thank you for advertising on USA Prepares, and I appreciate it. And would you mind sending me one of those products? I'd like to look at it, and I'd like to evaluate it. And I'll let you know what I think. But if it doesn't work, I'm going to tell you, and you won't be able to advertise. And I don't want to keep it. I just want to look at it. I want to evaluate it, and I will send it back. And I'll pay to send it back." And there are commercials that are no longer on the radio because the products did not work.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Greg Lesher's with us. And, Greg, when I was invited to broadcast on Genesis Communications Network many years ago, it was the upper management that invited me. And upper management listened to the broadcast and decided that they would promote me from 1 hour to 2 hours because of the content. And Genesis Communications Network, I believe, is very interested in quality programming. And so much so that I would get final exams, unannounced final exams. And here's what would happen. A member of top management, the way it would work is I have a communications device and I bring up my computer and I click connect and bang, instantly I'm connected. It's a proprietary system. And it's not Skype, it's a proprietary system. And it's the same kind of thing that old Rush Limbaugh would have used from his home, and Michael Savage, and, you know, all the rest of them, you know, the big broadcasts. And so I would just click connect. I'd be there, and I'd say, I'm here. And I'd hear a voice, and it wasn't the voice I was used to. And I'd go, who's engineering today? I couldn't hear because you said it so quickly. And it would be upper management. The same team that engineers for Alex Jones. And what would happen is that would be my final exam that I would have pretty often. And it would be unannounced. And I believe that part of the reason was to see if I was prepared, see if the instructor was prepared, and see if the quality of USA Prepares was up to the standards of Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever heard of anything like that, Greg Lesher?
No, that's, well, yeah, actually I have. You know, I wanted to make a little point. This has been a year where a lot of people realize that the TV has become, and public media, has become completely and totally useless and nothing but propaganda. I used to listen to the news. I can't even turn it on now without yelling at the TV or seeing it on another TV without getting completely and totally disgusted because of the lies, the propaganda that you get off of it. It's just, it's gone downhill so much. And what they're finding is a lot of these companies like, you know, the Communist News Network or the whatever you want to call it, are the listenership has gone down the toilet. And there's a group of people out there who are searching for good radio stations. Ones that don't go after the money but and the propaganda and the support, but actually go after the truth. And that's why I'm here, Vince. That's why I'm here. I was thrilled to be able to be a part of this.
Well, I'm delighted that you're part of the faculty. And you bring a wealth of knowledge, and you've done it yourself. You've done it the hard way. You've got the bruises to prove it. And so do the rest of us. So do the rest of us. And that's the experience that we're sharing. Is it, Greg Lesher, is it possible? You know, I have a book called Operation Gladio, and it talks about the plan for taking over communications and how, and media, how the Central Intelligence Group that became the Central Intelligence Agency planted journalists in the media and written and oral and video to sway public opinion.
We're seeing it.
Yeah. And when I was watching television back in the 70s, you could turn to any of the three major networks on the over-air television, and you'd find that the same news stories would be presented by different people on different networks. It's the same stories. So you could flip from one channel to the next, and it was the same news, generally in the same order, with the same information. It was sterilized. We'll be right back.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke for 50 minutes on Thursday in what U.S. senior officials characterize as a serious phone call setting next month's security talks in Europe. Wind gusts of 115 miles an hour fueled a wildfire near Denver, Colorado last night. At least 500 homes were burnt to the ground, closing major highways and causing evacuation of more than 30,000 people in two towns, including hospital patients. Colorado Governor Jared Polis.
This area, for those who don't know this area of Boulder County, is right in and around suburban subdevelopments, stores. It's like the neighborhood that you live in. It's like the neighborhood that any of us live in.
The town of Superior and the city of Louisville have been greatly impacted by the wildfires located between Denver and Boulder, Colorado. Happy New Year to you, my friend, from all of us here at USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Electric motor vehicle builder Tesla has issued a recall to some of its models.
Tesla has issued recalls for nearly 500,000 Model S and Model 3 cars due to trunk and camera defects. This applies to all Model 3 cars released between 2017 and 2020, and also some Model S vehicles. According to Tesla, the Model 3 cars may have problems with the opening and closing of the trunk, which can affect the cable harness that attaches to the rearview camera. This causes the camera to unexpectedly fail. The Model S car could have problems with the closing of the front trunk, which could cause traffic accidents. Tesla estimates only 1% of the Model 3 will display the defect, but for the Model S vehicles, the number is much higher at 14%. In August, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration launched an investigation into Tesla following 11 crashes that left one person dead and 17 others injured. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A $51 million superyacht, Utopia 4, owned by multimillionaire J.R. Rittinger, rear-ended and sunk a gas tanker in the Bahamas on Christmas Eve. According to reports, the Utopia hit the stern of the tanker, the tropic breeze at 10 p.m. local time, off the coast of New Providence Island. Maritime Management, which owns the sunken ship, says the catastrophic force of the collision pierced the stern, sinking it 2,000 feet below the surface. And this is USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Greg Lesher's with us. Greg, so as a radio station manager, a former radio station manager, you know that that radio and television and the print media have been infiltrated by large groups that are unaccountable to anybody. We'll call it the committee, we'll call it the Bilderbergers, we'll call it, you know, the elite. What about smaller outlets? Do you think that they've been infiltrated too?
They very well could be. You know, but I'd like to just make a point, you know. There was a certain person who was crucified back in time, and he made a statement that you can't serve God and mammon. You can't serve two masters. And there is no sitting on the fence, because he'll spew you out of his mouth. I want you to go back when he was talking. They were talking about, you know, one of the things that he was crucified for was perverting the nation and teaching people not to pay tribute to this other king. But they couldn't find guilt in him because he didn't have any taxes to pay, because he didn't own any land. He didn't have a place to lay his head. He was talking to the people, and he was saying, they were asking him about, you know, this king or whatever, and he says, who pays taxes? The children of the king or strangers? And they answered, why, it's the strangers who pay the taxes. And he said, then the king's children are free. We're not free. We are under bondage. And we've been under bondage in this whole... There's a little movie, and yeah, it's on Netflix. I don't like to promote things like that, but the movie was fantastic, and you can get online and order it. It was called Rose Island, and it's about a man who was an engineer. It's a true story. He built himself a car, and he was driving it, and it starts out. He shows him getting pulled over, and they impound it because he didn't have a driver's license or a license plate. And they said, well, you've been arrested before. Yeah, but it has nothing to do with driving. He says that he built a plane and flew it and was arrested for that. And he built, what he did is he decided one day to build an island outside the territorial waters and make it a free nation. And this story is how these powers that be actually brought out a military ship and blew it up, because they don't want people being free. People were applying for citizenship for this tiny little platform that was built out in the ocean. This people right now are searching and seeking to find something to listen to, somewhere where they can get the truth. And I've turned quite a few people onto this program, and I have the opportunity to even bring more people on board. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to promote it. Because they are searching. It's come to the point now when people know that what they're listening to is nothing but propaganda. Back to you, Vince.
Yeah, I was talking with Gwyneth yesterday. And Gwyneth Isaacs, she's the only Australian correspondent, full-time correspondent, in radio in the United States. And I asked her about USA Prepares, and she said, we are the only broadcast. She listens to a lot of broadcasts. She has a 20-acre farm. She farms it with a pick and an axe and a shovel and a rake. And her water comes from the sky. She catches it and puts it in containers, and that's her water. She heats her house with wood, and she has solar power during the day, and a small solar system. So she's doing it the hard way. I mean the hard way. And all of her money goes to two things. Buying a small amount of food. She raises the rest herself. And and paying for credits for a cell phone so she can be on USA Prepares.
I would like you to send her PDF copies of all three of my books, if you don't mind, not okay. to be shared outside, not to be shared with anyone else with that understanding. But I would like you to share, because those are the type of people that I would love to help out in any way I can. And doing the same thing, there may be some tips in there that she may be able to find. But back to you.
Okay. Well, she is a brilliant author. Her writing is, her novels are extraordinarily well written, and her emails are well written. So well written that she is going to publish them. She asked me for my permission to publish letters that she wrote to me. And these are on all kinds of topics, every topic you could imagine, farming, royalty, who, what, when, where, why, how. She is a degreed scientist. She graduated from the equivalent of an Ivy League university in Australia. And she's really, really bright. And she's a voracious reader. And she's really a hardworking person. And she's having a tough go of it. And her money is going to paying for cell, she calls them cell phone credits, so she can be on the air and get up in the middle of the night and broadcast with us on Wednesdays. That's Gwyneth Isaacs. And so I decided that with the book that I'm writing, I'll just do it with her. And so she's going to write the book Letters to Vincent, and then together we're going to use tips that I've written, and she's going to add to that, and we're going to split the proceeds. And not that I want to make any money. I really want, but farming's getting tough. It's really, really getting tough. So back to, is it possible that the smaller media has been infiltrated? So I guess the answer is, it looks like it's entirely possible, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, and how important is this information that we're getting out there? Well, the news at the top of the hour, 500 homes burned to the ground, 100 plus mile an hour winds in Colorado, from Denver down to Boulder, Colorado. What are you going to do if you find yourself in a situation? What if you're not prepared? Did you bury some things that you can go back to? Or if times get worse and we experience these disasters in greater numbers, folks, a lot of people are just going to perish.
But, okay, so 500 homes, 100 mile an hour winds, massive fires. At this point, we don't know if they're intentional, whether they were terroristic fires, or whether they were just natural. We don't know this at this point. But a bunch of those massive fires have been intentionally set by wackos, provocateurs, etc.
Sure. They're all along the highways of California.
Right.
That's where they started.
Right. And so what have we said in the past here at USA Prepares? We've said, make sure you get a place that's defensible, defendable. Make sure you get a place that is not below the water dam, in case the dam breaks and you get wiped out. Make sure that you're not around lots of industry where there's lots of people. Make sure you buy inexpensive land. You've said that yourself. Become independent. Become a farmer. Grow your own food. Have your own water supply. Have your own electric supply.
Self-reliance.
Yeah, self-reliance. And I've mentioned over the years that I bought a used bulldozer. Now, when I grew up, did I ever think I was going to buy a bulldozer? Absolutely not. But I found one for $3,500, and we brought it home. It's a Caterpillar. It's a pretty big bulldozer. And why? Because we can keep the fire breaks around the woods of our farm to protect our farm from these fires. Now, our homeowners / farm owner's insurance policy is about the cost of that bulldozer. Now think about that. So for every year, we would have to pay the cost of this used bulldozer every single year. Now we do have insurance, and it's one of the most expensive parts of operating this farm. But we do have that, and we also have our own fire protection system, which is the bulldozer. And if there's a fire that breaks out, we're going to be out there with our equipment and our water and our pump and our bulldozers. Well,
I'll make a statement about that.
Yeah.
Something, when these disasters get too great, the insurance that you're paying, is it possible that they won't be able to cover you? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yet, you the insurance that you put in was your self-insurance. And you control that. Yeah, we were going to talk a little bit about that this week, but I'll go ahead and hold that off till next Friday.
Well, okay.
About being prepared. So, but, yeah, back to you.
Okay. Well, just as an example, Class, you can have insurance for your automobile, and you can have comprehensive. So if your windshield gets a chip in it, you can call your insurance company and say, yeah, my windshield got a crack in it. They'll say, okay, well, your deductible is X, and that's what it's going to cost you. Now, you might have a $50 deductible, $100, $250, $500. So if you want to self-insure part of, you know, to reduce your insurance premium, you can have a higher deductible. But if your windshield needs to be replaced, you're going to have a higher deductible, like $500. But how much does a windshield cost? Well, I'll tell you how much it costs. $185. So why not self-insure? That's what Craig's talking about. You can self-insure for some of the insurance. So, I mean, if your house burns down, you want that to be covered, right? But would you rather have like a $1,000 deductible, and if your house burns down, then you're out of pocket $1,000? Or would you rather be out of pocket like $100? Well, if you want to be out of pocket $100, the insurance premium will be way more. So consider higher deductibles.
And what you're doing is you're providing mansions for other people.
Right.
Because they're not taking risks.
Right. So when you have a higher deductible, you're telling the insurance company a couple things. One of them, the chief one, is that, look, I'm going to be really careful because I've got a real high deductible, and if I break my glasses, you know, I'm going to have to pay for it. And if I bang into somebody, I'm going to have to pay, you know, $1,000 or so as a high deductible, or $500. So I'm going to be a real careful driver. That's what you're telling them. So your insurance premium goes down. That's the kind of thing that we teach here at USA Prepare. It's the principles of insurance. So, Greg, are you concerned about the people who are misleading other people? Meaning,
yes, I am. Yes, I am. And I think radio has to be careful with this because they will lose listeners in the end, and they'll end up like CNN.
Yeah,
it's inevitable.
CNN is fast becoming the groping network, right? Where
absolutely,
people, yeah, and they used to be highly respected, not so much anymore, and that all happens with the change of employees.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Craig Lesher's with us. And Les, I'd like to point you to his website, realwaterindependence.com. Realwaterindependence.com. And if you go there, you can... Now, there's some tabs, and you can click on free greenhouse plans, and you can buy a copy of his book. And his latest book, I've received a copy, and it's a PDF. And I'll be reviewing it and possibly editing it and maybe making a comment somewhere in the book, maybe in the introduction or somewhere after, somewhere in the book. And it's because... I think it's important. I don't do this very often. I've done it several times. But I think this is an important story. Greg, you're consulting for for people in a foreign country about water. Is that right? Did I get that right?
Yeah, I'm bringing some technology there. In fact, next week I'll be doing a presentation online, of course, in India. On bringing fresh water solutions to the coastline there and water purification. But I want to make a quick point before we get, you know, go that direction real quick. And that is that's that radio station host that we talked about who was on Coast to Coast, John, when they booted him off, it didn't finish him off. He started a little podcast. And his followers went with him, and he took a lot of followers. So these radio stations have got to be careful. I think they could look back on that now and say, we just, you know, shot ourselves in the foot. But, the bottom line is the people and the truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, here's an exclamation point, Greg Lesher. I used to love to listen to Art Bell. I think he was the finest broadcaster ever. And that's my opinion. And I used to listen late at night, and I would stay awake late at night at the farm in Virginia and really enjoy some of his guests. Some of them, I think were embellishing. Some of them made some really outlandish claims, and I didn't pay attention to them. I mean, we found where Amelia Earhart crashed, that kind of stuff. And all we need is, some money, and we'll go there. And it never materialized. And, after a while, you know who the people are that were embellishing. But Art Bell himself, I thought, was extraordinary. And his format was long questions, long answers, rather than machine gun, rapid fire, point, counterpoint, arguing on the air, that kind of thing. And, the people who called in were polite, they're educated, and it was good radio. It was educational radio. And so I took some pointers from Art Bell. I never met him. I tried to meet him. He was a ham radio operator, and I have a ham ticket too, and I've heard him on ham radio, but I never met him.
AB7 SRF, there's mine.
Yeah, and isn't that interesting that some of us pursue the same fields and have the same interests? But the bottom line is, here at USA Prepares, we can go to sleep at night knowing that we did the right thing. We did the right thing. We told the truth. And we're on a network that supports us telling the truth, endorses us telling the truth, and doesn't have a problem with us telling the truth. And so I really appreciate that. And so what am I saying? Well, I'm saying a lot of things. I really appreciate what GCN has done for us. And I've invited Lee Wickenhauser, who was instrumental in bringing USA Prepares onto Genesis Communications Network. I invited him. He's an instructor. We talk about automotive things. And to come and talk about radio commercials, how they work. And I've invited Ron Allen, the voice of USA Prepares, the guy who does the introductions. It makes me sound like I'm 200 pounds and it's, soaking wet, and I'm fighting weight, and in reality I'm 136 pounds and 5'7", and so I've invited him to come on and talk about commercials with Lee Wickenhauser, and we're trying to put that together, and so as soon as Lee Wickenhauser gets back to me, we're going to do that. The anatomy of radio and advertising and how it works and what needs to be done, and there needs to be truth in the media. And you can, I guess, what did Abraham Lincoln say? Maybe it wasn't even Abraham Lincoln. You can fool some of the people all the time and all the people some of the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time. I think that's what he said. It might have been Mark Twain, but it's one of those guys. And that's where we are in radio. We're not trying to fool anybody. So, class, if you, there are people who are saying that COVID is fake. Really? Hospitals are overwhelmed. The nurses are overwhelmed. The doctors can't take it. Nobody can take it. The pharmacists can't take it. They're quitting in droves because they're just worn out. And yet there are people who are saying that it's fake. It's not fake. It's absolutely real. Oh, 500,000 people died 2 days ago. In the United States. I'm sorry. 500,000 people were infected 2 days ago. New infections 2 days ago. Great. Thank you so much. Real Water Independence.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.